You can almost hear the chaos build up in Kandar. I can sense it from here.
Heldra looks toward the half-open door.
Where's Maris?
Picking up a message from the traders. He shouldn't be that long.
Talrin fingers the black ceramic mug.
I can sense the chaos, too. I asked Gunnar about it, but he's worried. He thinks the levels are as high as when Fairhaven fell. Maybe higher. I wouldn't know. Then, he's rather older than we are.
He claims he survived through the working of order, but I still wonder about that explanation.
Both counselors look up as Maris enters the council room, glances around to see no one besides the other two council members are there, and closes the door behind him.
Hamor has invaded Kandar. More than 20 ships, the new ones, hold Freetown. Kalaris and his personal guard were taken and executed. More troops and ships are expected.
Almost 20 ships in Freetown? You're certain?
Heldra's eyes flick from Talrin to Maris and the scroll he holds.
All steel-hulled and steam-powered?
That's the report. The Emperor's regent holds Freetown.
What will your traders do?
What can we do? Avoid Freetown. But we're blocked from Delapry and Southwind. Freetown is the biggest port on this end of Kandar. And with Hamorian warships there...
Maris shrugs and turns toward Talrin.
What about the Brotherhood? Can we build another trio?
In time to do any good? I doubt it.
Avoid Freetown? Is that all you weak-kneed traders can think of?
We could transfer our ships to Renklar.
And what will happen to costs?
They'll be 40% higher. We'd have to use riverboats to get to the Jellicoe Road above Hydolar.
I rather doubt the trade is our most immediate problem. Hamor now has almost 40 warships in and around Kandar. Our trio may indeed be able to pick off a dozen or so in Delash. Then, if they can race eastward to Freetown in, 7 days in good weather, they can try to bottle up the Hamorians in the Great North Bay. That leaves Summerdock, Southport, Riel, and Jera all under Hamorian control when the next fleet arrives. And it will.
I don't understand this. How can they do this under the balance?
They are, aren't they? I told you how earlier. Besides, that's not the question. What do we do? Surrender all interest in Kandar?
According to your logic, we don't have any choice.
But how can they?
They're mechanically increasing the amount of order in the world. The balance is mechanical. Our predecessors restricted the growth of order so as to limit the growth of chaos. Hamor has never had such scruples. Also, after Justin's demonstration of the full power of order, no one on Recluse was exactly too enthused about creating an equal amount of chaos. Even his brother turned away from him on that.
But what's happening? If Hamor is putting that much order into the world and Kandar, isn't there going to be a huge chaos focus somewhere?
Maris sets the scroll on the table.
Of course. We were talking about that before you got here.
Talrin nods toward Heldra.
Chaos is seething beneath Kandar. Even beneath the gulf, I think. If you send out your senses, it doesn't take much to find it. There's even some building beneath Recluse.
Great.
I'm not a mage, I wouldn't know.
Take my word for it.
So why don't we have wizards and chaos focuses popping up all over? According to your lectures, that's usually what happened in the past.
Let's see. Antinan almost destroys the midsection of Kandar. The conflict between Laris and Jurlis turns a valley in the East Horns into the equivalent of the Demon's Hell. And the entire world hears the reverberations. Samael is now wielding enough chaos power to burn water, and all of Kandar is rumbling with chaos deep beneath the earth. Does that answer your question?
Just what are we supposed to do then?
Have the Brotherhood build some more black iron destroyers and beg Gunnar for help. Or Justin.
Justin? Do we want that kind of help?
Can we survive without it?